Hey, Mark.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Ricardo Gallo Cobias, the head of hard skills operations at Hunty in Colombia. Good afternoon, Ricardo. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. Nice to see you. I'm well. I'm well right now. Here is the end of the afternoon, and well, I'm ready to talk with you about our position in the labors and new forms of work in the world.
Yes, and down in Colombia, very interesting country. I've never been there. Hopefully someday I'll get there. First, I think I'm going to hit Costa Rica first. Maybe I'll hit it on the way after Costa Rica. Sound good?
Yeah, sure. You're welcome. When you come, you can write me and we can do something and I can show you Bogota, the capital.
Very nice.
Some nice place here. This is a really nice country.
Yes. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Well, Mark, I'm in industrial engineering. I'm studying here in Colombia, in Bogota, in Pontificia Universidad Javeriana. It's a capital university here. After that, I do a master in strategic management, a master in science in strategic management. And at the end of that, I do some virtual programs with the University of Illinois. That's my educational background. After that, I start my work in an American company, Dow Chemical Company, as a trainee. After that work, well, I work in different industries. I start in massive consume, pharmaceutical. And after that, I start my journey in the startup world. I start with cannabis company that tried to be a startup. After that, I work in Suvale. It's a unicorn. Maybe you know it. And after that, I have my actual position in Hunty. That's really quick my background.
Wow, very interesting. And then you said you work for Dow Chemicals. Aren't they based in Minnesota?
Yeah, no, but when I work with Dow, was here in Colombia too. But a trainee program from Latin market.
Ah, very cool. I was going to say that's a little bit different weather than Colombia, I would think, Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us all about Hunty. What does Hunty do? Who do you do it for? How do you do it? All those things.
Well, Hunty is a new startup from Colombia. We started less than a year ago. The idea or the focus of the company is reduce or minimize the unemployment in the Latin America countries and after that in the world. Thinking in that, we work with the candidates of different skills and different backgrounds to search and find the ideal job for them. So then we start the journey with them, try to doing the match or the bridge between them and the companies and try to position them in the best possible jobs for them or for their positions. That is the ideal of the company.
Okay, so it sounds like let's say someone in Colombia, as an example, was unemployed. You could find them a job somewhere else in the world if you work with them?
For now, we're working in Colombia and Mexico right now, but the idea is cover all the world. We start with the Colombian market. We have a really high growth right now in Colombia. The next step is Mexico. We start with small quantity and push to be really high growth in Mexican market. After that is Brazil, the next countries in Latin America. And after that, we want to apply the same model in US, Europe, and Asia.
Oh,
that is the structure of the growth in the company right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And do you work mainly with the employer or the employee or both?
Well, right now we work with both. Initially, the model is with the employee. They contact us. Once they contact us, we validate their skills, their background. We define what is the best option and the best way to work with them. And after that, we, take their hand and work with them in all the process. Well, the interviews, the validation of alternatives of different roles in the companies, the contact with the companies and all of that.
Oh, interesting. And do you deal with people of all skills, or do you have specific skills you concentrate on?
Well, initially we start with some specific skills, but the idea is cover all the skills that the market requires and the world requires, right? Right, yes. Now we start with some specific backgrounds and skills because, well, our capacity to help them is higher than the capacity to help another or different skills that maybe we don't handle yet. Mm-hmm. That's the initial idea. My labor here as a head of first skill operation is precisely that. Work with that specific skills to build or develop different tools to improve that possibility to find the ideal job for them. Then once I develop a new tool for a different skills and a different route of development, we can open the new, the new segment market, for say something like that, or the new population with different skills that maybe before we don't attend, but right now with the new tool, we can attend.
Ah, I see that. And that sounds good. So it sounds like you have a strategic plan where you're like, all right, now we're going to help this group of people. And then once we get that going, then we'll switch over here. And then eventually you'll have all the skills, right?
Right. That's the idea. Right now we are working on that. The strategic plan is ongoing. We are building that. But that's the idea initially. We have right now a pool of skills. And, well, we try to every day and every week work with the theme to develop new skills and new routes of development.
Very cool. And then you said you started about a year ago. So would you say that this came out of, did the pandemic kind of bring this about, or was it something that was in plan before the pandemic?
No, I think, the founders maybe see the opportunity in the pandemic, but it's a mix. For example, right now we are working in a hybrid model between virtual and physical, because mm-hmm. sometimes the physical or place work is necessary to brainstorming in some specific bonding and something like that. But the initial idea of this, start in January of 2021, in the middle of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to ask for the founders exactly what was the click that they do in that moment to start the process, right? Because, yeah. I have 6 months right now, and we talk about it, but the idea is attack the problem of a lot of people without employment and a lot of people with employment that maybe is not the ideal employment for their and their skills.
Right. Well, and actually, in the United States, at least I know, certain jobs all of a sudden became almost extinct, and all of a sudden there were a whole bunch of other jobs that were very much in demand. So there was a huge shift here, there was a need for what you do here in the US, and I think some people did fill it. It sounds like you're doing it down in Central and South America, correct?
I think so, something like that. Right now, for example, we are trying to show the candidates alternatives to develop their career in maybe another ways. For example, sometimes some kind of profiles start the program with us, and they maybe don't have clear what is the route of the professional route that they want to do. Then maybe we work with them to find the best option to them, what skills they have that maybe help them to structure or build a route in that way, and maybe what is the market want in that moment with that kind of profile.
Interesting. And then do you find that most of the people that you help, are they working, you're getting them remote jobs, or are most of them going into an office now?
We have both. Initially, because of the pandemic, a lot of people is working remotely. Normally, our program is remotely because our team is in a different cities, in a different countries. We have part of the team in Mexico, part of the team in different cities in Colombia. Some people is in Spain, for example. Then we work with different people in different places of the world to build the program, and our because of this and the interaction of the program is with different people in different countries, we need to do the program remotely for the candidates, right? Then the candidates start remotely with different person, different countries. Initially, that implies they assume we work in that model, and that is. And for example, when we ask them what is the best option, we try or we push them to be able to receive option or offers in the remotely options. Because here in Colombia specifically, maybe the concept of remote work is not so interiorized, but we want to do that. We ask them and we push them to A. The remote option is a really good way. You save money in different options. You can work from your house in your town right now for a company in another country without problems. And that kind of benefits, we try to show them in that specific way. But it's the other way too. We have a lot of companies that maybe want workers or employers physically in their cities, and maybe with a hybrid methodology, 2 days remote and 3 days physically or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's an option that, or personally, I think is a really good method, because even the good things in the remotely, and it's a good way, maybe one time in the month or two times in the month, is necessary to the face-to-face interactions to generate bonding, engagement with the company, and that kind of value generation in this conversation of the whole conversation or something like that, when you maybe see your friend in a coffee and talk mm-hmm. about some problems of the company, and maybe in the position of the other area in the company, see in another way or with another eyes the same problem and show you different alternatives to solve that.
And it's interesting, I think in the United States, the remote work was on an upward trend already, and COVID basically just shot it straight up. And most companies here are at minimum going to a hybrid model. Do you think in Colombia they're starting to open up to that idea? Do you think, or they still want to, like, they're waiting to bring everybody back to the office?
Well, I think the COVID started or increased the impact or the remotely work. But as I told you, some people in Colombia stay in the model like, I want my workers or my employees here in the office, and I need to see them, to control them, to validate mm-hmm. what is the world right now. And we are one of the companies that try to change that mindset mm-hmm. and structure an ideal initially an hybrid model, because of that we need to start the change with one step at the time before change the model to all remotely, maybe in a middle point that mm-hmm. works in both methods, and right. after that maybe we can push some companies or some kind of works that works better even remotely, right? Some specific roles in the companies maybe remotely works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's necessary to analyze that. I think is important, or the first step here in Colombia is show the different alternatives to work and the benefits of each one, and how you can doing the click between the role, the characteristic of the specific role, and the optional or alternatives of the different kind of words, like remotely, presential, and all of that.
Yes, well, we at Gaper certainly believe in working remotely as much as possible and finding the best people that you can, wherever they happen to live in the world, right? That's one of the things we're very, strong on. So, Ricardo, it's been great talking to you today. I know it's a little bit later there. It's a little bit after 5 there, so it's the end of your workday. So I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you, and good luck with that expansion into the other parts of Central America and South America.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Nice to see you. And let me know if you need anything else for me or for Hunty in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you.